نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم.
We supplicate and we ask and we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody has in own way to make dua, and everybody has his own intention to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the lover of and the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also have their own intention. And what intention they have? Maha Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayh has mentioned in his very famous book that as dua nabuwat murade aashiqa, as dua namurat, as dua nabuwat murade aashiqa. There is no intention of lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jus sukhan guftan ba'ashiri daha. They avail a chance and they get a chance to talk to their beloved. This is the intention of friend and lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They get a chance or they avail a chance to talk to their beloved. Sukhan, just sukhan guftan ba'a shiri daha. Shiri daha is basically sweetness of mouth. So they talk to their sweetheart. That is basically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator of sweetness of the whole world. My Shaykh rahmatullah alayh mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the sweetness, how sweeter and how sweetest will be the name and will be the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the intention of the friends and lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They get and avail a chance to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other point is that Hakim ul-Ummat Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was a great scholar in Hindustan and he was the spiritual guide of most of the mashayikh and ulama at his time. I have heard so many times from my Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi that Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi said, none of my dua is rejected. All of my dua were accepted. Only those dua are rejected and not accepted that I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All du'as are accepted, and those du'a which I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the depth of my heart. If we make du'a, we supplicate and we ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with no attention, looking here and there. There is no attention of heart. The conclusion of one hadith sharif is that no du'as are accepted except those du'a which are which we ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the depth of our heart. So when we supplicate du'a, we make du'a, the one etiquette is that the du'a must be from the depth of the heart with attention. And how to get the attention? Remember five things: that our hand must be straight to the chest. And the second thing, that the direction of the palm up to the sky. And the third one, وَبَيْنَهُمَا فُرْجَةٌ قَلِيلًا, The first one is yabsutu yadayhi hidaa sadri, straight to the level of the chest. Nahwa sama, and palm should be up to the sky, towards the sky. لِأَنَّ السَّمَا قِبْلَةُ الدُّعَى, the qibla of dua is sky, our creator, towards the creator. And وَبَيْنَ, our third one is the وَبَيْنَهُمَا فُرْجَةٌ قَلِيلًا, there must be a short distance between the two hands, like that, not too much but short distance. And the fourth etiquette is that we must ask and we must pray dua with attention, with the attention of heart. Not only our tongue, from which we are Rabbanadhan, and our heart is in the supermarket or in the cricket match, in the World Cup. So we must ask for dua attentively, with the depth of our heart. And the fourth one is that يَمْسَحُ بِيَدَيْهِ وَجْهَ, we should wipe our hand on our face. That is the way, inshallah ta'ala, we will get the attention while making dua. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
That we continue with the readings that we normally do. It's not my place to read in his respected presence, but in time after his life and his blessing, and through the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us understanding of this, inshaAllah. Wa an Jabir ibn Abdillahi radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, annahu sami'a an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, idha dakhala rajulu baytahu فذكر الله عز وجل عند دخوله وعند طعامه. Yesterday we had begun the etiquettes of entering and leaving the home. This is in continuation with those du'as. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that when a man enters his home, فذكر الله عز وجل عند دخوله, and then upon entering his home, he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He mentions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this hadith, the word dhakar is mentioned. Dhakar means any type of dhikr, but in particular, yesterday we read the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayr al-mawlaji wa khayr al-makhraj, bismillahi walajna wa bismillahi kharajna, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ رَبِّنَا تَوَكَّلْنَا. So preferable to read this dua, or preferable to read any type of dua and then to make salam, as we read in yesterday's narration. So a person enters his home, he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he enters his home, وَعِنْدَ طَعَامِهِ, and at the time when he eats. So there are two critical things: when he enters the home and when he eats. Both those times he should not forget to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is that? Ulama and scholars have written, because when he enters his home, he is entering and changing his phase. He is changing his momentum from what he was doing outside, coming into the environment of the home. So that is affecting him externally. And when he eats, that is affecting his internal state. So these are two effects. One on the outside and one on the inside. Both at this time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indicating that take care of your external state by remembering Allah, and take care of your internal state when you are eating. So then, when he does this, in the ta'ami, making dhikr means to read the dua of eating before one eats and to fulfill the sunnah. At that time, qala shaytanu, shaytan says that la mabita lakum wa la asha'a. Shaitan says to all of his other friends, in other words, all the other shayateen, the other groups of shaitans, he tells them that tonight you don't have a place to stay, and tonight you don't have anything to eat. In other words, a person doesn't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembers Allah, shaitan says that tonight no place to sleep, and there is no food for you, because he has remembered Allah. وَإِذَا دَخَلَ فَلَمْ يَذْكُرِ اللَّهَ عِنْدَ دُخُولِهِ. But when a person enters his home and he does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when entering the home, قال الشيطان أدركتم المبيتة. Shaytan says to his friends that tonight we have found free accommodation. أدركتم المبيت. Why? He's entered his home without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا لَمْ يَذْكُرِ اللَّهَ عِنْدَ طَعَامِهِ. And when he does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of eating, قال أدركتم المبيت والعشاء. Then Shaytan says to the rest of his friends that tonight, boarding and lodging, al-mabit wal-asha, you found a place to stay and you have found food. So inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq for amal on this, inshallah.